Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Cintas Corporation, ticker symbol CTAS, a powerhouse in the business services space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and much more. Let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Cintas is a company that's been around for decades, and they've built a reputation as a leader in providing corporate uniforms, facility services, and safety products. Think of them as the go-to for businesses needing everything from employee uniforms to first aid supplies and even fire protection services. They operate primarily in the US, Canada, and parts of Latin America, serving a wide range of industries. If you're new to Cintas, this is a stock that's often flown under the radar for retail investors, but it's a giant in its niche with a market cap over $72 billion. So let's unpack what makes them tick and whether they're a solid investment. Now let's talk a bit more about who Cintas is. Founded in 1968 and headquartered in Cincinnati, Ohio, Cintas has grown from a small uniform rental business into a diversified service provider. Their core offerings include uniform rental and facility services, which make up the bulk of their revenue, alongside direct uniform sales, first aid and safety services, and fire protection. They cater to a massive client base. Think small businesses, major corporations, healthcare facilities, and manufacturing companies. With over 46,500 employees, they've got a huge footprint, and under the leadership of CEO Todd Schneider, they've been pushing for innovation and expansion. This isn't just a uniform company. It's a critical partner for businesses looking to streamline operations. Let's move into the revenue side of things. For the fiscal year 2025, Cintas reported total revenue of about $10.34 billion, which is impressive growth compared to $9.6 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, their uniform rental and facility services segment is the big driver, bringing in roughly $7.97 billion, or about 77% of their total revenue. First aid and safety services contributed $1 billion, fire protection services added $817 million, and uniform direct sales rounded out at $328 million. This diversification is key because while uniforms are their bread and butter, the safety and fire protection segments are growing fast and provide a buffer against any slowdown in one area. Geographically, they're heavily focused on North America, which makes sense given their operational base. This revenue mix shows a company that's not just reliant on one product line, but has multiple streams to fuel growth. Now let's take a look at their earnings performance. In their fiscal year 2025, Cintas delivered a net income of $1.81 billion, up from $1.57 billion the previous year. That translates to an earnings per share of $4.48 compared to $3.85 in 2024, showing solid profitability. Their operating income came in at $2.36 billion, and EBITDA was a robust $286 billion, reflecting strong operational efficiency. Looking at trends, their EPS has been on a steady climb over the past few years, from $2.98 in 2022 to $4.48 in 2025. Which tells me management is doing a great job of driving profitability even as they scale. These numbers suggest Cintas is not just growing revenue, but also ensuring that growth trickles down to the bottom line, which is exactly what long-term investors want to see. Diving into some insights from their recent earnings call for Q2 2026, Cintas reported record revenues and highlighted their focus on organic growth alongside strategic acquisitions. Management emphasized their success in expanding customer relationships and driving efficiencies across their operations. They also noted strong performance in their first aid and safety services segment, which continues to be a high-growth area. Looking ahead, they're optimistic about their pipeline, but remain cautious about broader economic uncertainties. This balance of confidence and pragmatism from the leadership team gives me a sense of trust in their ability to navigate challenges while capitalizing on opportunities. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the balance sheet for fiscal 2025, Cintas reported total assets of $9.833 billion, with cash and equivalents at $264 million. Their total current assets sit at $3.44 billion, while current liabilities are $1.64 billion, giving them a current ratio of about 1.71, which indicates decent liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Total equity stands at $4.68 billion, and their debt-to-equity ratio is a manageable 0.73, showing they're not overly leveraged. On the cash flow side, they generated $2.177 billion from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow at a healthy $1.76 billion after accounting for capital expenditures of $409 million. This strong cash flow generation is a green flag for investors, as it means they've got the flexibility to reinvest in the business, pay dividends, or pursue acquisitions. Profitability metrics are also solid, with a gross profit margin of 50.2% and a net profit margin of 17.6%. Their return on equity is an impressive 41.1%, showing they're generating strong returns for shareholders. These numbers paint a picture of a financially sound company with the muscle to weather storms and keep growing. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of around $181 per share, Cintas has a trailing price-to-earnings ratio of about 37.9, which is on the higher side compared to the broader industrial sector. Their price-to-sales ratio is 6.68, also reflecting a premium valuation. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026 and beyond, analysts project a forward PE of around 40, dropping to the low 30s by 2028, suggesting the market expects continued earnings growth. With an enterprise value of $75.1 billion and a dividend yield of just under 1%, Cintas isn't a cheap stock, nor is it a high-yield play. However, their consistent growth and strong margins might justify the premium for long-term investors. Compared to peers in the specialty business services industry, where the average PE is around 74, Cintas looks relatively reasonable, but you're still paying for quality here. The question is whether that growth trajectory can keep up to support this valuation over time. Let's break down Cintas through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their robust financial performance stands out. Record revenues and strong margins show they're executing well. They've got a diversified service portfolio, which reduces reliance on any single segment, and a strong brand reputation built over decades. On the weaknesses side, their high valuation could be a concern if growth slows, and they face exposure to economic cycles. Businesses might cut back on services like uniforms during downturns. For opportunities, there's room to expand further into safety and fire protection services, which are high growth areas, and acquisitions like the recent UniFirst deal could boost their market share. On the threats front, intense competition in the uniform and facility services space is real, and rising operating costs could squeeze margins if not managed carefully. Overall, Cintas has a strong foundation, but they'll need to navigate economic headwinds and competition to maintain their edge. Looking at recent performance, Cintas stock has shown some mixed results. Over the past week, it's up 2%, and over the last month, it's gained 3.24%. Zooming out to 3 months, we see a 9.18% increase, which is solid. However, over 6 months, it's down 7.7%, and year over year, it's dipped by 2.87%. That said, if you've held this stock for 5 years, you're sitting on a massive 134.96% gain, which crushes the broader market. Compared to the industrial sector, which is up 29% over the past year, Cintas has underperformed recently, but their long-term track record is hard to ignore. From a technical perspective, the stock seems to be finding support around the $175 level, with resistance near $190. If it breaks above that, we could see some short-term momentum, but I'd keep an eye on broader market trends given the recent volatility in the sector. Let's wrap up the analysis with an intrinsic value perspective using a discounted cash flow approach. Based on historical free cash flow trends, $1.76 billion in 2025, up from $1.67 billion in 2024, and projecting forward with conservative growth assumptions, we can estimate the stock's fair value. I'm using a discount rate of 10% to account for risk and a terminal growth rate of 3%, which aligns with long-term economic growth. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value comes out to around $165 per share, compared to the current market price of $181. This suggests Cintas might be slightly overvalued at the moment, though not dramatically so. Keep in mind, this is based on default assumptions, and if you're more bullish on their growth, say due to acquisitions or segment expansion, you could justify a higher value. For me, this signals that while Cintas is a quality company, the price already reflects a lot of optimism, so timing your entry point could be key. So what's the final verdict on Cintas? I think this is a rock-solid company with a proven track record of growth, strong financials, and a diversified business model that's built to last. Their recent performance has been a bit choppy, and the valuation isn't exactly a bargain. But for long-term investors, this could be a steady compounder if you buy at the right price. If you're considering a position, I'd watch for a pullback to around that $165 to $170 range to get a better margin of safety. What do you think about Cintas? Are you bullish on their growth story, or do you see the valuation as a red flag? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.